بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. I ask Allah Ta'ala humbly to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. After we concluded talking about the issues of belief, we will start talking about the rules of purification, which is to do what makes it permissible for one to pray, such as wudu, an obligatory bath, ghusl, and that which is similar in judgment or in physical form, and about the rules of prayer, which is a set of specific sayings and specific physical forms of action, which is initiated by saying Allahu Akbar and terminated by saying Assalamu Alaikum. The following is a section in illustrating the times of the five prayers and what pertains to them. It is obligatory upon every accountable person to perform five prayers throughout the day and the night. Having said that, it is apparent that a person is not sinful if one were to leave out praying witr or rawatib, optional prayers that are recommended to be prayed along with the obligatory prayers. Since knowing the times of these prayers is obligatory upon every accountable person, the author started to illustrate these times. The first prayer, dhuhr, noon prayer, its time begins when the sun has declined westward from the middle of the sky. Its time extends until the length of the shadow of an object becomes equal to that of the object itself, in addition to the length of the shadow cast by that object when the sun was at its zenith. The latter is called dhillul istiwa. When this occurs, the time of dhuhr prayer has ended and the time of asr prayer is now in. Dhillul istiwa is the shadow, if any, of an object when the sun is at its zenith. The second prayer is asr, afternoon prayer. Its time begins after dhuhr ends without a separation and remains until sunset. That is, after the whole disk of the sun sets. The third prayer is maghrib, sunset prayer. Its time begins after sunset and it extends and remains until the disappearance of the redness, which appears after sunset in the western horizon. The fourth prayer is Isha, the nightfall prayer. Its time begins when Maghrib time ends, and it extends and remains until the appearance of the true dawn, Fajr Sadiq, which is a horizontal illumination that appears thin at the eastern horizon. Then it expands and spreads gradually. By saying true dawn, it is known that false dawn is eliminated from being considered as an indication that Isha prayer time has ended. The fifth prayer is Subh, dawn prayer. Its time begins after Isha time and it extends and remains until the first portion of the sun appears at sunrise, Shuruq. It is an obligation to learn the times of these prayers, and that these obligatory prayers are performed in their due times by every Muslim, unlike the original non-Muslim person, for we do not order him to pray unless he becomes Muslim. Therefore, it is an obligation upon the Muslim who is pubescent, hence it is not an obligation upon the child who is not pubescent. This pubescent Muslim must be sane as well to be obligated to pray. Therefore, it is not an obligation upon the insane. Being pure is also a condition in order for one to be obligated to perform the prayers. In addition to one being a Muslim, pubescent and sane, one needs to be pure, that is, not in the state of menses, nor in postpartum bleeding, to be obligated to perform the prayers. It is unlawful for the person who has satisfied the above conditions to perform these prayers ahead of their times without an excuse. Hence, if one prays ahead, one's prayer is not valid. Or to delay performing these prayers until after their times have passed without an excuse. The prayer is valid, however, one is sinful. Nevertheless, it is not sinful if the delay was for an Islamic excuse, such as traveling and the like. If a prohibitive matter, which prohibits the prayer from being an obligation on a person, such as menses, postpartum bleeding, insanity, or fainting, occurs after a time has lapsed from the beginning of a prayer's time to the occurrence of the prohibitive matter, which was enough to perform the prayer, only and the person who is performing the prayer is permitted to perform purification before setting in of the prayer's time, then one must make up that missed prayer when the prohibitive matter terminates. In the case of incontinence of urine and the like, that is, mustahada, where in this case one is not permitted to perform purification before the setting in of the prayer's time, rather after the time is in. If the prohibitive matter occurs after a time has lapsed from the beginning of a prayer's time to the occurrence of the prohibitive matter, which was enough to perform the prayer and its purification, then one must make up that missed prayer when the prohibitive matter terminates. If, on the other hand, the prohibitive matter, which prohibits the prayer from being an obligation on a person, terminates, and time enough to say Allahu Akbar, that is, the duration it takes a person to say Allahu Akbar or longer than that is left before the time of the prayer ends, then one must make up that prayer and the one before it if they are combinable. In the case of an excuse, that is, if the prayer before the one which the prohibitive matter terminated during its time is normally combined with it for an excuse, such as traveling, as mentioned before, then one must make it up. So if the prohibitive matter, such as menses or the like, terminates before sunset, while there is enough time to say Allahu Akbar, then both Asr and Dhuhr must be prayed, since they are combinable for an excuse. If the prohibitive matter terminates before Fajr begins, while there is time enough to say Allahu Akbar, or longer than that, then both Isha and Maghrib must be prayed, because they are combinable for an excuse. We ask Allah Ta'ala to enable us to perform the prayers in their due times and to accept them from us. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.